In the ancestral home of the Shadowhunters, ancient secrets and forbidden loves collide with devastating consequences. Alicante rises from the valley like a dream, honey-colored buildings crowned by crystalline demon towers that catch and amplify light like massive shards of quartz. But beneath this beautiful facade lies a society fracturing under the weight of prejudice, deception, and impending war. What if the very people sworn to protect humanity from demons harbor darkness within themselves? As Valentine threatens to unleash hell upon the shadow world, the truth becomes clear. Sometimes the most dangerous monsters aren't demons at all, but the prejudices we refuse to relinquish and the lies we tell ourselves. In this glass city, every reflection reveals something unexpected, and some truths, once seen, can never be unseen. Clary and Jace's forbidden attraction anchors the story like a classical tragedy. Both wrestle with feelings they believe society would condemn, thinking they share Valentine's blood. Jace responds by maintaining careful distance, though every accidental touch and glance betrays their impossible situation. Simon, now a daylight walking vampire, gets pulled through a portal to Idris during an attack on the New York Institute, despite the deadly risk to mundanes there. Clary, seeking a cure for her comatose mother, attempts the unprecedented, creating her own portal to Idris alone. Her arrival nearly proves fatal when Lake Lynn's toxic waters induce hallucinations as she first glimpses the glass city. The strain of fighting against what feels right while believing it wrong drives the narrative forward. Their struggle mirrors universal experiences of forbidden love, whether from social constraints, cultural differences, or family obligations, raising questions about whether happiness remains possible. The shadow world mirrors real-world prejudices and power structures. In Alicante, bigotry toward downworlders, vampires, werewolves, warlocks, and fairies manifests in both casual remarks and institutional policies. Simon faces immediate discrimination upon arrival, exemplified when Aline at the Penhallow's house callously states that vampires have no souls. This prejudice is institutionalized through strict regulations requiring downworlders to register at specific gates, a system echoing historical segregation. The Clave maintains these divisions despite their shared mission of fighting demons. Deception runs deep in the Glass City. Sebastian Verlac presents the most dangerous facade. His charm and attentiveness masks a calculating killer who murders young Max Lightwood for discovering his sabotage of the demon towers. Meanwhile, the Clave itself proves corrupt when Inquisitor Aldertree imprisons Simon under false pretenses, attempting to force him to falsely accuse the Lightwoods of allying with Valentine. These layers of deception and prejudice challenge both characters and readers to question who they can trust and how they might be complicit in systems that divide people into us versus them. Blood represents lineage, power, and sacrifice in the Glass City. Valentine's experiments with angel and demon blood reveal a crucial truth. Jace is Stephen Herondale's son, given angel blood, not Valentine's biological child. Sebastian / Jonathan, Valentine and Jocelyn's true son, received demon blood, explaining his inherent darkness. These experiments highlight the nature versus nurture debate. Jace, though raised by Valentine, remains inherently good due to angel blood, while Sebastian is corrupted by demon blood from birth. When Jace learns he's a Herondale, he questions his identity. If I'm not Jonathan Christopher, who am I? Clary's response, that he is Jace Lightwood, named by those who loved him, emphasizes chosen family over biological ties. The story challenges Shadowhunter blood purity ideals. Clary's alliance rune enables Shadowhunters and Downworlders to share powers through blood bonds, bridging ancient divides. This reimagining of Shadowhunter society suggests true strength lies in unity rather than separation. Jace's identity crisis raises universal questions about self-definition, whether we are shaped more by our inherited traits or by our choices and experiences. Grief ripples through the Glass City, striking deepest when Sebastian murders young Max Lightwood. The scene of the Lightwoods' mourning, Isabel kneeling, Alex standing behind with a hand on her shoulder, captures their raw devastation. Later, Simon finds Isabel in her room clutching Max's wooden toy soldier, blaming herself for dismissing his warning about someone climbing the demon towers. The city also witnesses profound sacrifices. Jace faces Valentine alone, knowing it means likely death, which comes when Valentine drives the mortal sword through his heart. Though Clary's wish to the angel Raziel resurrects him, his sacrifice stands as a testament to love's power over death. Simon demonstrates his evolution by offering himself to secure vampire participation in the battle against Valentine. His acceptance of the mark of Cain, both protection and eternal burden, shows his willingness to sacrifice normalcy for the greater good. Valentine, in contrast, refuses to sacrifice his vision of Shadowhunter supremacy, his rigid beliefs ultimately leading to his downfall. Jace's grief for Valentine, despite his cruelty, illustrates the complexity of losing a parent figure. As Luke observes, "Valentine was the father of your childhood. It would be strange if you felt nothing," a sentiment that resonates with anyone navigating complicated family relationships. The political crisis peaks when Valentine destroys Alicante's protective wards. In response, Luke proposes giving Downworlders council seats, facing fierce opposition from traditionalists who consider them inferior. Jace's arc centers on identity and redemption. Learning he isn't Valentine's son shatters his self-perception, but his willingness to sacrifice himself for Clary and the Shadow World marks his rejection of Valentine's belief that love is weakness. The theme of redemptive sacrifice extends to supporting characters. Amethyst surrenders her pride to help Luke and Clary, while Hodge Starkweather forfeits his chance at escape to reveal the Mortal Mirror's location. These sacrifices demonstrate how redemption demands surrendering something valuable, whether pride, safety, or life itself, leading to personal transformation and renewed purpose. The Shadow World enters a new era of transformation. The Accords Hall becomes a celebration space where Shadowhunters and Downworlders freely mingle beneath ribbon-wrapped trees. The new council structure, now including Downworld of representatives, marks a historic shift toward equality. Characters embrace personal evolution. Jace claims the Lightwood name, Clary balances Shadowhunter training with mundane connections, and Alec and Magnus's relationship challenges traditional attitudes towards sexuality and Downworlder relations. The physical landscape mirrors this change. Alicante's demon towers shine protectively once more, while celebratory fireworks rain down like angels from the sky, symbolizing both joy and transformation. Yet prejudices and wounds persist, reminding us that social change is an ongoing process. The Glass City demonstrates how transformation begins with shattering preconceptions and rebuilding something more inclusive from the fragments. The challenge lies not in creating perfection, but in continually working toward a better world.